Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother. Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ. I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper. You're so hot.
VIP, me put in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. We got another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. Shout out to our man Stranger in the house. What up, Stranger?
All right, all right, all right, fire him up!
Fire him up, let's go, Derek, salute. All right, let's see. All right, Derek coming in with some news right away. The Athletic's Diane Russini reports Texans have. Oh, yeah, this was yesterday. This happened after we did the morning show yesterday. Woo! Nico Collins, 3 years, 72 mil. I don't know if you guys know who the fantasy football counselor is. I don't think he brands himself that way anymore, at least on TikTok. He was like under maybe his real name. He was going off on this so much, how trash Nico is and how he's not worth this 24 mil a year. Man, anybody who says Nico is not worth it, whoo. Let me see. Hold on. I know I have to have like a shut the fuck up or something. Anyone who said he's not worth it.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I mean, that's all I got to say to you. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Because, yeah, he's worth every bit of that. I mean, look at the Texans. Look at the progress that they made from year one to year two with C.J. Stroud. And this is what you got to do. You got to pay the guys around while he is on his rookie deal. I mean, you got to do it. And, hey, guys, what do you think about the sound drops now? You can hear the sound drops better, right?
Just remember, go big or go home.
I figured out a lot of audio issues. But yeah. Can finally hear it now. Yeah. They sound better because it's actually working now. It's not like being picked up by the microphone.
What we gonna do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
Oh yeah. Sound drops are in full effect now. What else did Derek say here? John Hendricks, Jimi Hendricks' younger brother, reports Taysom Hill is being used in the backfield during the Saints OTAs. Only reason he's being used in the backfield during the OTAs is because they didn't want to go out and pay some random running back league minimum, you know, just to be a camp body. That's got to be it. Like, what else would it be? Like, Taysom Hill, like, he might get, you know, some random rushes like here or there, but what it may be like outside of the red zone, what's he going to have, like 20 rushes throughout the entire season? Like maybe like 1 to 2 rushes like per game.
Bye bye, lard ass.
Yeah, I'm so hyped on the sound drops, because that was like the first thing that I really wanted to start doing for the show back in 2021. It took this long to figure it out, but I finally got the correct equipment and got it all set up the right way to where it can work. Super, super hyped about it. And let me see. Trying to find just some other random ones just to play. Oh, shit, you know what? I know what we gotta do.
He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up. Trying to rape him, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife. Can't hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
What the hell? Tariq Cohen. Tariq Cohen gets picked up by the Jets. I mean, probably going to be a camp body. We shall see. Jordan Schultz reports former Ravens safety Tony Jefferson is coming out of retirement. Okay. Did they say, did they say who's interested in him? Yeah.
Well, obviously, had your kids, had your wife. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up. Trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
That was nice. Two bowls down. So this isn't sports related, but Kanye and Kim, their daughter, I think she's like 10 or 11 years old. She did, I think it's like every year, that like at the Hollywood Bowl, they do a big performance, and the Lion King's always a part of it. Did you guys see this at all? And it's also just crazy. Her name's North. So her last name's West. So she's Northwest, which every time I hear her name, I just kind of laugh because, it's Kanye right there. And she was playing... or in this musical, she was playing the Simba character when the I Just Can't Wait to Be King, like, part. And it sucks that kids have to learn early, and not her, but kids have to learn early that Hollywood and the entertainment industry, it's mostly about who you know, not about how good you are necessarily, because she's not, I mean, she's 10 years old. So like, I'm not gonna like talk shit about like how bad she is or whatever, but a lot of people are on the internet. But she pretty much got the job and got the gig because of, you know, Kanye and Kim. And there's so much backlash on the internet right now because they say it's like one of the worst performances that they've ever seen. Like, I don't know, all this random like type of shit. It was not good compared to, like, you know, we're comparing like Jason Weaver and her. You know, there's like no zero comparison to like the level of talent. But yeah, these are there's a lot of people who are so pissed, like, oh, she just got this opportunity because she's Kim and Kanye's daughter. And I guess there's even adults who, you know, they're coming to that realization, like, right now that, yeah, it's about who you know, not about how good you are. And I'm sure Kim and Kanye, I mean, they're throwing out those dollar bills, y'all.
You don't have to come and confess that you did. We're looking for you. We gonna find you. I'm letting you know that, so you can run and tell that, homeboy.
But yeah, that's big circulating news. I don't know, like social media stuff. It's not, well, and you know what's crazy? Yeah, I was even saying, like, news doesn't even seem like the right word, but there's multiple cable news outlets and news networks that are like talking about this. And because I've seen the news, I've seen the clips of those news shows being posted on social media. So, like, that's what's crazy is like, it's just a downtime for news right now. If Northwest, her performance and The Lion King, I Just Can't Wait to Be King, is one of the most talked about stories like on the internet right now. Yeah, Stranger said Nepo should be a no shit conclusion if you know how the world works. Yeah, I don't. It's been happening forever. And so I guess it's really the adult shock to it. That's what's got me like, wow, why is this like so surprising when like literally shit like this has been happening like forever? It's always about who you know. Like I even think about like most jobs that I've like gotten in my life. Like most of them was because I knew someone, not necessarily because I knew someone that was hiring, but because I knew someone who was there. They tell the person, hey, my friend's going to apply or whatever. But yeah, not 100% of my jobs for sure, because I know there was like a couple that I like got on my own without like a friend working there or anything. But most of the jobs that I got was, yeah, it was because like a friend was working there or something and said, hey, my friend's going to apply. I know we're looking for someone. And yeah, that's just literally the way that the world works. It sucks. Got to know the right people. And that saying, your network is your net worth. Man, that shit is so, so true. And it's been crazy just meeting a guy like Hess and getting him in my network. Like, man, whoo. Just like ever since just meeting him, it's like so true. The net worth just going up. Right? Stranger said, how do you think peeps and their dad worked at the same place as their grandpa? Yeah. I mean, I know that used to be, I guess maybe that's changed a lot now because job markets are like so different than they were like 30, 40 years ago. Like you could act like 30, 40, 50 years ago, like people were actually like staying. The companies were loyal enough to the workers that the workers would literally, you know, work at these companies until they die. And yeah, if you're able to bring in a son, a relative, anything like that, it's like, yeah, they don't want to hire outside of anybody that they know. But yeah, things have since changed. I mean, shit, I've had a lot of like random jobs. Never once had a job where I was like, this is going to be my career forever. Never. And I didn't go to college, but even then, like, I'm so glad I didn't go to college because like, man, I couldn't even imagine the student loans that I would probably have right now still. And like, who knows? I mean, I don't even know if anything in my path would have actually changed because I got in trouble before I went to college. So like, even like getting in trouble and getting a felony on my record, even that pretty much would stop me from going anywhere other than like a community college or a 2-year college. How about that? I like that a little bit better. Even though you can go there for 4 years. Stranger said, Nepo is older than history. For sure. For sure. Hell yeah. So yeah, it's not surprising that people are hating like on this whole situation. That part's not surprising to me because when you listen to her, you know, it's, like if we're just rating it on a scale from 1 to 10, it's like a 6. It's like a 6. And then like some of the people who they went and got like previous years of this and like they showed the different like people. And yeah, it's tough. Like, I mean, the kids that they get to sing this song usually every year are like amazing. At least I've never seen this before. I mean, probably, I mean, a while ago, I think they said this is like the 30-year anniversary or like something. Of it, and they've been doing this for a while now, but yeah, they showed like previous years. And yeah, these kids that they usually get to do this song are just like, they blow you away. They blow you away with their talent at like 10 or 11 years old. Northwest didn't do that. Northwest didn't do that. Well, yeah, literally. I saw three different videos from three different news outlets that are on cable that were covering this as well. So that's what's crazy, is that news is so down right now that Northwest, her performance at the Hollywood Bowl singing "I Just Can't Wait to Be King" is is headlining news. Yeah, Jason Weaver, his the whole story, like have you guys ever seen this? He was on Vlad TV, and this clip like pretty much gets like shown like, I don't know, multiple times a year. But he asks, Vlad asks him, which I don't really like Vlad, but like he does get some good interviews. And but so he asked Jason Weaver, he said, "Tell me about the Lion King and how that all came about." So he asked, he was like, "Did Jonathan Taylor Thomas, like, did he get the job after you?" And he said, "No, JTT already had the job." And so he got brought on to sing that song only. And the money that they offered him, I think they offered him, I think it was $2 million that they, $1 million or $2 million. And he just got done doing that Jackson 5 movie, or the Jacksons, the All-American Dream, or whatever it's called, the VH1 fucking Michael Jackson and their whole family movie. He just got done doing that, and I think he said, I mean, that was one of his first like bigger jobs. I think he said he got paid like 40 grand or like 80 grand, like something. It was one of those two, I can't remember. And either way, that part's irrelevant. It was less than 100 grand. And so when they offered him the singing, the role to sing that song, and I think they offered him $2 million, like up front, $2 million up front. And his mom was like, well, his mom was from the music industry, and she was smart as hell, like luckily for him. And so she was like, well, you know, all these movies that they've been making, they've been like real bangers. Like, what if, and she didn't say bangers, but they've been all hits, I think she said. And she was like, I wonder what kind of royalties we could get. And so I don't know the deal of their royalties, but the money went, instead of getting like $2 million like up front, they only got like 100 grand or 200 grand, like something like that. So it was a huge, huge, huge discrepancy. But he got royalties though. And that, he said that that's still one of the best royalty checks that he gets to this day, is from that, which is crazy because he's done a lot of things. And the Lion King and taking the royalties on that, not taking that $2 million up front, Mom Dukes, she knew better. And shit, that's 30 years old. Like, he's gotten, I mean, I wonder how many, you know, royalty checks, if it's once a year that he gets checks like from them. And Derek said he plays on The Shy now. He said, great show, by the way. Nice. Never seen it. What's it about? I assume it's some kind of cop show. Oh, man. Okay, so I just got some news from ESPN. Okay, I didn't know who Scottie Scheffler was before this happened, but apparently, I mean, he's one of the best golfers in the world. Okay, said, no, it's about the hood in Chicago. Okay, so there's no police involved, though, huh? Usually when it's about a hood anywhere, it's usually like The Wire almost, where it's like, you know, you got the hood, but you also got the cops. That's cool, though. I like it. So this Scottie Scheffler, he's one of the top golfers in the world, and he was going to, this was like a month or two ago. Politics. There we go. There's always two sides to a story like that. So he's like one of the best golfers in the world. He's told to show up and go into whatever course they were. I swear this was somewhere in Florida, and I don't remember what big tournament. Okay, actually, yeah, so May 17th. This was May 17th, literally a week and a half ago. So the cops, but more about the hood, though. Okay, all right, Derek. I'm about to check that out. So he, like, the cops are out, like, pretty much not letting anybody in to, like, the golf course. And, but he's, like, there for golf, and they told him to show up at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was. And, like, a cop is, like, getting real crazy with him. Like, real, real crazy with him and, like, not letting him go. And then I don't even – we might even have to go look for this. Yeah, let me just go look for this before I butcher. Yeah, it's funny. I type in Scotty and the Scotty Scheffler video is what pops up first. Yeah, so pretty much like crazy-ass cops – a pedestrian got killed. What? That's why the cops wouldn't let him through. The area was blocked off to investigate. Okay, there we go. Thank you for that, Zoo Crew. Let me see. Oops, guess I didn't need to do that. There we go. Damn, the person was crossing the street and got hit by a car. Yeah, and so they wouldn't let him pass. And yeah, I didn't even know about that part. Thanks for the insight on that, Zoo Crew. Yeah, let's see what happens here. Oh, yeah, they pull him out of the car. That's what it is. Yeah, let's see, because the update that I just got right now is that all the charges have been dropped against him. That was it? Okay. Well, he got arrested because of that, and all the charges got dropped against him is the notification that I just got right now. All right. Let's see. I'm so geeked on the soundboard now because it actually fucking works. Actually works the way that it's supposed to. It's always worked, but it did not work the way that it's supposed to. But now we got it. Yeah, Zoo Crew PGA needed to communicate better. No one ever told him he couldn't get in, so he's driving himself trying to get around the thing. So a cop jumps in his car. Yeah, then they stop him and arrest him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he's pissed at the PGA for that. I mean, I'm sure he's pissed at the cops too for all that, but who knows? It did. I guess I thought that it was a little bit more aggressive than what the video showed. Maybe there's different angles and, you know, maybe this one was edited to where it cut out them being aggressive with them. Like, I don't know. But either way, all the charges got dropped against them, they say. All right. So what else we got? But yeah, I'm super geeked on the fantasy drops. Now that this actually works the way that it's supposed to, I need to go download some more of these and pick them up. All right, what else we got? What else we got? What other kind of news? At Zoo Crew, did you hear me talking about Northwest? How that was like, that's been one of the biggest like news stories like of the week. Okay, Derek said it's almost like power. Man, come on, man. Don't be building it up. Don't be hyping it up that much. Because now I got to watch it. Lala Anthony is in it too. Okay, Lala's in it. All right. All right. What else do we got? We got a best ball draft that's happening tomorrow, 6 p.m. West Coast time. Let's see. What else do we got?
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
All right. Yeah, this was one I never played because the audio wasn't super loud.
Great cash, homie.
Now you can actually hear it. Yeah.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
And now I gotta move. Man, now I gotta move a bunch of stuff around on the. Now I gotta move a bunch of stuff around though on this damn table. Now that we got more shit, more equipment and stuff up here. And it's cool. I fixed the angle on this camera right here. Now it's not like all the way back. I don't know what's up with the lighting though. Like, man, I'm like right in the same spot. And like this and this camera, like the lighting is perfect, but this camera, the lighting's fucking weird. Whew. But yeah, piece by piece, it's all gonna keep coming together. Yeah, because like on this camera, my shirt looks faded. And on this camera, the shirt looks normal. So weird. And I wonder if it's because of that light. I don't know. Got to figure this out. That's one of the things that's bugging me. And got to go hit up the dispensary. I've been holding out. There's this specific brand that I like to get, and they haven't had it for like a few days, and usually when it's not there for a few days, we get it coming in like shortly after. But man, I've got like barely any weed left. Like this should last me today, but yeah, this is kind of annoying that they don't have the brand in that I like, because the last time I went and got stuff for similar price, it was from a brand, Mojo. I usually get their wax, and but man, shit was like dry, and like it was decent, but it was like dry, and that was like the worst part about it. So yeah, I'm trying to hold out. Maybe I got to switch it up to dabs. And Derek says no more redwood. Not right now. And yeah, I haven't been going to Planet 13. I mean, it's just, Yeah, it was different when I had like an abundance of dabs and I was getting that like for a big discount. I was like spending up a little bit more on the tree, but now I don't have an abundance of like dabs like anymore. So got to be a little bit more economical with the tree. And so, yeah, redwood just hasn't been there. I've been trying to tell them, everyone's so busy. That's really what it is. And like I say something once and then, you know, I don't like keep following up with it because I don't want to seem like I'm bugging anybody. But I'm sure eventually we'll get redwood back in the rotation. Could be the time of year also. I mean, because last year it was a lot during like football season when there was a lot during like football season. Man, and Cure Leaf, if it wasn't like literally all like I'm in the southwest area of Vegas, and it's like it's not in the northwest, but it's like pretty far north, and like it's all the way all the way east in Las Vegas. So it's like that's what sucks about where I'm at compared to a lot of these places that are like literally like 40 minutes in like the opposite direction. It's just tough. Like I go to Wallflower, which is good, but it's one of those things like goes where it's at. They compete with like certain stuff, and that's why they get this Jasper. They're the only place in town that really gets it at the price that they get it at. And man. I just wish that they got some in so I can go get it. Yo, what up, Johnny? He said, what up, Huston Cruz? I can't hang today. Got to go harvest at my friend's grow. 12 6-foot plants. A flaming hot Cheeto. Whew. Flaming hot Cheeto. Nice. Sounds tasty. Sounds very tasty. Derek said grassroots is really good. I mean, the one thing that kind of that really, really sucks is like even a place like Cure Leaf, like they got one out in Jersey. They got one here in Vegas. They got, you know, I'm sure they have them in other places, too. I'm sure these aren't all the two states only that they have them in. It's all different weed from state to state. Like that's one of the things that really, really sucks right now until it goes like. I don't know if making it a Schedule 3 drug or narcotic or whatever. I don't know if that means that now people will be able to send stuff from state to state, because that's really one of the things that sucks right now. Like if we compare it to like alcohol, you know, or beer, like beer, I mean, yeah, beer or alcohol, it doesn't matter. If you go get Hennessy, you're getting Hennessy produced by Hennessy every state that you're in. And like even like the Tyson 2.0, let's just use that because I mean shit, that's one of the biggest weed brands around right now. They have different cultivators in every single state because that's the only way that they can do it. Like Tyson 2.0, like they don't even like, I don't know, in California, like maybe they do, but they're not even like producing it in-house. They're licensing the name to someone else, like Redwood, you know, they're fire. They're dope as fuck. But Redwood isn't Tyson 2.0. They just produced Tyson 2.0 in Nevada for them. And, like, that's one of the things that's, like, kind of tough is, like, I know that they have the goat, you know, in different places, the goat weed and the toad weed. They got the toad. I'm sure they have the sour diesel, you know, in different places. And it's not the same. It's not the same, even if it's from the same cut. Not everyone's doing like every part of the grow the exact same. And he said they grow Cure Leaf here at the dispensary, so it's straight fresh. The grassroots and fine. So they have three buildings they grow it in. It says smells so strong that yeah, when you get near it, yeah. I mean, that is one of the best smells around when you go into a dispensary or a grow house or whatever, and you just get that waft of just like amazing, amazing weed in the vicinity. But yeah, I've been, I know Hess is going to, I know we're going to get him on the show here sometime soon. He's been insanely busy, but he said we're going to find time to get him on here, and it's going to be him kind of giving us more insight onto how the Schedule 3 is going to change everything. And I'm assuming it's going to happen. I mean, they made it seem like it was going to happen. I don't know if it's for sure, but that's another reason why I want to talk to him, because he's so ingrained in all of this that, yeah, if there's someone who can give us some insight onto what's going to be going down, it would be Hess for sure. Derek said you smell it straight on the highway about a mile before you get there. Yeah, man. That's fucking awesome. That's fucking awesome.
Smoke weed every day.
Let me hit that bomb.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
You know, I think you have to pack up a dab.
Roll a fatty for this pimp daddy.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
A 7 or 9, y'all should have bought a Honda. Just hit the blunt one time.
Man, I love it. I love it. We've got all the drops working now. I'm so excited because this is like 4 years in the making of trying to like figure this out. Damn it, Derek said it'd be 2 weeks for me. Man. I hope everything works out soon so you can get back at it just like normal, like it should be. It's also bullshit that we still have to do that. And I know it depends on where you get a job at. Because if it's, I mean, if it's just a company that's like local to New Jersey, they're not going to test for weed. But there's so many companies that are, you know, not local to New Jersey. They're like federal. And yeah, because even like Amazon, at one point when I was trying to get a job at Amazon, I'm there for like the whole part of like everything, like in the beginning. And then they're like, all right, Amazon. And it's California. Like, why would I be thinking about like weed, like on it? And when it comes to the drug test, now Amazon is a federal company. So just because you will be working in California, it doesn't mean that you're able to partake in things like marijuana. Oh, man, I just walked out. I just walked out because I wasn't even thinking about it. I didn't go get no Pete. Like, Amazon wasn't that serious. Like, it was fucking like a $1 above minimum wage, like, at the time. And this might have been like, fuck, I don't even know what years this would have been now. I'm trying to even think. Not 10 years ago, but definitely more than 5 years ago. Yeah, this might have been like, yeah, 2015, 16. Strangers said a lot of businesses still test because of insurance until it's fully legal. Makes sense. Totally makes sense. Woo! Oh, yeah. Woo! I say, God damn. Oh, fuck. Whew. Let me see. Let me show you guys. I don't know which one it'll look better in. I'll try this one first. Super terpy. Hold on. I threw away the box with the percentages on it, but it was like 81 or 82% THC. These dabs are just nuts. Man. Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome.
Smoke weed every day.
I'm about to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is. You got perfect timing. About to start a little Puff Puff giving this motherfucker.
I'm so excited. I'm so geeked out about the sound drops now, because now that they work like they're supposed to work. Man, this was, it took so much to figure this out. It's like the equipment, had to figure that part of it out, then had to figure out the software, like part of this, which I thought that I was figuring out, and I kind of was, but the last part of it, where the way that I had to connect it to StreamYard to get it to work, and nothing would work unless it was hooked up to StreamYard. That's the thing that like pretty much bugged me for like, because I've had this equipment for like easily 2 to 3 months. I think I got this maybe like right after the Super Bowl, and like barely now, like, because I was like just smoking a lot of weed yesterday. I'm like, gotta figure this out. gotta fucking figure this out. Figured it out. Yes. And it was mainly figuring it out for the PlayStation, because when we streamed 2 days ago, couldn't get the sound coming in from the PlayStation. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing wrong? And figured it out. Finally. Yes. I said, finally. Where is it?
Finally, The Rock has come back to Las Vegas.
Now the rock drops are just going to be way better.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
But yeah, I'm so excited. So excited about these drops. Now I just want to like figure out, just like, you know, just for no reason.
Give me a hell yeah! What?
Now you can hear the what's.
What? 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 What?
Oh, yeah. All right. What else do we got? We got Dynasty Leagues starting. $30 Dynasty Leagues. We have a $55 Super Flex IDP.
55!
Let's see, what else? We got the two WWF Dynasties. Those are 135 buy-in, year one. There's two of them. There's an offense only, and there is a Super Flex IDP. And, yeah, these are probably going to be the last two that happened, because we're getting close to redraft. We're still knee deep in this best ball tournament. Yeah, we're coming up on 60 divisions right now. We're in the mid 50s right now. The draft that's happening tomorrow, it's the number 55 division.
55!
And of course it's Back to the Future too, because that, I mean, that's really where I remember the 55 from. I never heard the fucking song. And but yeah, just in the what's it called, in Back to the Future 2. So that is the division that we're doing tomorrow. Last year, we had 74 divisions total. We're already about to start drafting in number 55 and number 56. That's X-Men. That is that's a slow draft, and it's filling now. I think there's like we're halfway filled on that one. So it's crazy. We're 2 months in, we're almost like as many divisions drafted as last year. That's kind of crazy. I know we still have like 20 more divisions to go before we get to like last year, but that's going to be like a couple weeks. Jenny said, back in the day, I'm lucky that song never got me a ticket. 55! Because you would just be out there speeding, listening to that song. Whoa. God damn. Woo. Damn it. I was the one. That was the one. Let's see. Just trying to find a weed one. All right. No other news that I can think about. We're just going to cut today's a little bit short. We'll work on getting the best balls filled. We're going to work on doing some editing, things like that. And Stranger said, when I drive slow, you know, it's hard to steer. Said I can't get my car out of second gear. Oh, man. All right. Yep. So we're going to get up out of here. And don't forget, guys, if you have not joined on Patreon yet, go to 420crew.org. There's paid options, but you can join for free. Just get over there and join up with the crew at 420crew.org. All right. All right. All right. All right. And let me see. We'll probably, yeah, we'll go live tomorrow for that draft. So, yeah, that's what I figured. I figured that it was lyrics from that song. Yep. Until next time, Derek, salute. Salute to Weed and Whiskey TV and to Citizen Green TV. Appreciate you guys. And YouTube, screw you. Monetize us already. Twitch, X. X gon' give it to you. Everyone watching on the live streams, appreciate you. And we'll see you next time. We'll see you tomorrow for the draft. Peace out.
Defense! On me!
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night! If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans. Here comes the boom! 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 Y'all don't really want it now.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.